Om Shanti. Good morning. So Didi does not need any introduction. I call her Miraculous Didi. She has done many miracles in her life.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. What a beautiful life, a Brahmin life. The time of enjoying ourselves, the confluence age, celebrating with God and with unlimited divine family, the beautiful world created by God Himself. He says, Today I read Murli in Shantivan, and compared to this gathering here, Shantivan 15,000. 15,000 were sitting, not only in the, more than that, hall was full and gallery was also. Many had to sit in the gallery. It means more than 18,000, because some chairs make the space, more take space, and so about me 16,000. Morning class, and apart from that busy, whatever duty they have. Really enjoyed today's Murli. You would have also enjoyed, which was just like continuation of the yesterday's focus on four points. And today was the focus on four subjects. And he said, my world is very special world, beautiful world, wonderful world. And my thought came at that time, I didn't share at that time. I said, God, the whole world calls you the Father. So you are certainly the Father of the whole world. And who is speaking this? Is this Brahma Baba saying my world? Or you are saying my world? But Baba's feeling was, the new world which have come from the old world into the new world. Whole world belongs to God, and God is world Godfather. Vishwapita, the father of the whole world, and he says, you are the world benefactors. And God is called Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Shiva means benevolent, Satyam means truth, and at its truth, beautiful, benevolent, is loved by all, and something which is beautiful and benevolent is also really beautiful. And he was seeing us, this beautiful children who have made a firm promise to transform themselves and transform the world, who have a very clear aim and object, and according to that, keeping these four subjects, our aim and object is of four subjects, and four subjects is holding who? Who is holding four subjects in front of us in our pictures? Have you seen any picture? A picture which is holding four subjects in hands, and has four hands, Vishnu. Vishnuji is holding, have four hands, and four hands have four ornaments or symbolic ornaments as well as it's known as weapons as well. Swadarshan Chakra, the cycle of self-realization. Seeing the self, who am I? What am I? And the knowledge of the cycle and who do I belong to? The subject of knowledge, the purpose of life. Second is mace. The knowledge, when it is really practiced and we become soul conscious, we realize this knowledge and revise what Baba is saying, become the embodiment of power. Knowledge becomes yoga. And that love for God is like the power of the thought that who am I and who do I belong to. And then powerful seed is then watered with the power of love. And that godly love is actually brings the fruit, the success in life. And then that the intellect becomes divine through that, we are able to imbibe divine virtues. And through divine virtues is not only just have good behavior and smile on face and good manners and good personality, but virtues means which is equally working for everyone. They are called divine virtues. Reality where there is no discrimination. Just like flowers. Flowers in the garden have no discrimination. If somebody come from America or Africa or China or India or somewhere other countries from north or west, south or east, the fragrance will be same. So the attitude, vision, vritti, vibrations are the same. And living in this life like a lotus flower, detached with the awareness, who am I and who I belong to? And that is called dharana, the embodiment of divine virtues. And then it is the virtues make our life, knowledge, yoga, dharana, and then service is done, not just with the words, but yesterday Baba said that you do service with four main virtues, four main attentions, and also two main points connected with the celebration of that time. Yesterday's Murli, Baba spoke about zero and hero. Right? So I was connecting yesterday's Murli with today's Murli. He said he has drawn your attention to four things apart from these two awareness of zero and hero. So what are those? We are now revising the Avyakta Murli of yesterday. What are those four things that Baba spoke about? Shubh Chintan means always have pure auspicious thought which brings the good omen to yourself. Mind is having very pure positive thoughts. Shubh Chintak, that is, that you always have good wishes for others and very powerful thought for others as well. Shubh Chintak, Shubh Chintan, and real good wishes means it's not just only I don't like this person, but I have good wishes for her. Five good wishes for her. Better he stays somewhere away from me. I don't want to be in his company. I want to be alone. Let him do his work and I do my work. That is not called good wishes. Right. So good wishes is really with pure attitude, with pure feelings. And even if there is weakness in others, there is real something which has hurt you, you still have, seeing their weakness, you don't think weakness of that. You really believe that this soul needs cooperation. Cooperation of what? Because this, if someone is weak, you don't throw him, pull them away, throw them away or avoid them. Or you don't want to reject them. You don't want to be away from them. You really think that this soul needs some kind of support. Like if someone is sick, you have mercy for that. You would have pure, really feeling, your heart will open for love. And that is also quality of God, that relationship, though God is Father, He is the teacher, He gives the Shrimat, and very strong. Follow Shrimat, otherwise consequence will be this. He explains karma philosophy very well. But at the same time, He says, you also remember me, your friend. Khuda dost, God is my friend. Friend means that He helps you. A friend in need, a friend indeed is a friend in need. Have you heard this? Friend.
I have heard the other way around. A friend in need is friend indeed.
No, a friend indeed, in reality, indeed means reality.
Yeah.
And need means for the time we need him.
Okay.
A friend indeed, in reality, is the one when you need him. Understand?
Yes.
So when we need him, when we are sick, when we are poor, when we have become ugly, when we are suffering, when we are really rejected by others, at that time say, God help me. And He says, any difficulty that comes in front of you, I make it very easy for you, because difficulties will come, so problems will come, situations will come, storms will come, but your powerful feeling of love, God's love for you, and your friendship, open and honest heart. Friendship means you don't hide anything with him. And an open heart, an honest heart, and you feel that this one understands me. And then he says, in fact, that help that God gives is you are going through a very difficult situation. And then it is just like a mountain and you cannot break it. But this mountain becomes so light. Pahad in Hindi, that mountain changes into cotton. For cotton you don't need to break. Wind blows it out. The joy, the happiness makes it air like blows it out. The happiness that the heart is happy, God my friend. And that friendship makes tufan into tofa. Or, the beautiful thing he mentioned, that mountain melts into water, flowing water. That problem will not stay any longer like a mountain, difficult to move, but water, river, you don't move with your head. You don't throw the water, push the water to something. It flows naturally, goes in the ocean. So your mountain-like situation, which you are struggling, and it was very difficult to see what is behind the mountain, it becomes a beautiful scene of problem moving, soothing, and changing the atmosphere. This is what is the power of love. So see in your heart, do you have good wishes like that? Good feelings in your heart? Shubh bhavana, shubh kamana. Good wishes, good feeling, not for others, for yourself as well. And remind yourself, and then it is also shubh chintan. Shubh chintan, good thinking, good churning. Good churning means think very good feelings for your own self. Keep your mind busy in shubh chintan, not chinta. Chinta means worry, and chintan means manan and manthan.
So Didi, what happens at times is that when we are doing chintan, when we are thinking, say I don't get up at Amrit Vela at times, or I cannot cope with some particular discipline. So the chintan becomes chinta. So in that
scenario, becomes not chinta, para chintan. It's still thinking, but you are thinking about something which is past, or you are thinking about others. I cannot cope with him.
Not with him means, like, I, for example,
I don't, with myself.
Like, I don't follow a particular discipline. So I do chintan, so I feel low about
but
myself.
But that's not chintan.
Well, no, it's chintan.
But like, it's waste thoughts.
It is, yes.
It is waste.
So from chintan, we are feeling low about ourselves, we don't feel good about ourselves.
No, it is waste thoughts.
Yes, it is.
Vyartha chintan.
Yes.
adjective or title is different. Vyartha Chintan, like thoughts, positive thoughts, negative thoughts, right thoughts, wrong thoughts. Thoughts are thoughts, but the word before association is different. So what my thoughts are associated with? So this is why the third thing is Shubh Chintan, good wishes for others, and also make sure that your mind, you are not wasting your time. You are keeping your mind busy in good thinking by reminding the titles, the swaman, the self-respect, titles Baba has given to you. So at that time, this title that Baba has given is bringing a position for you, and you are seated on the seat of that self-respect. That you are actually, and then you are determined with that thought, that I am, not that I cannot wake up. You make a plan, you think of a solution of that. But because I am lazy, and I am not lazy in action, but my mind is lazy, or I am very easy about, doesn't matter if it happens like this. Neither I should be lazy, nor I should be crazy. and not I should be too loose, means easy. So my mind has to think with my position, upliftment, the title Baba has given. So I am actually, at that time, when I see something has wrong thing or bad thing, not virtue in them, defect in them, I am a holy swan. I have to pick up only thing, good things. Stones are there, but I have picked up virtue. And it means I am at that time not discriminating. This one behaves good with this, and this one doesn't behave good with me. So I reject them. I hate them. There should not be hatred, rejection, or avoiding them. That is not, it means Shubh Vritti is not there. My attitude, which is called vritti, attitude is not soul conscious vritti. Not pure vritti of merciful, of loveful, of benevolent, of forgiveness. So this is why I have to realize Baba has given me so many titles, but I am not actually seated in that consciousness with that pure respect for myself, or giving respect and really importance to that title. I think it's only a word Baba spoke to me. I think it's a blessing, but I have not applied it. Medicine is given to me, but it is still in the packet. I have not opened even it, let alone taking it. It remains on a piece of paper, but it does not print on my heart. And so this is why my feelings for others of having good wishes does not change. And so this is why Baba always defined very good. This main thing, four things, good, Shubh-Chintan, Shubh-Chintak,
Shubh-Vritti, Shubh-Vayumandal.
So in this way, and creating the atmosphere, because of your attitude, will create good atmosphere for everyone. Shubh-Chintan, Shubh-Chintak, Shubh-Vritti, Shubh-Vayumandal, means atmosphere. So what creates the atmosphere? The fragrance. The flowers are beautiful, but the air does not change with the flowers. But fragrance of the flower changes the air. Vayumandal. So what is the atmosphere created? If I am speaking weaknesses of others, or talking about it, then it means I am creating bad smell. I am creating the odor that is not liked by anyone. And I don't internally like myself either, but I cannot tolerate it. And I say, oh, bad smell, bad smell, bad smell. But what I do with it? Because today Baba said, it is darkness, it is ignorance, and light never fight with the darkness. Thy light, light does not make effort to send it away. Do you use a broom to remove the darkness? Do you need a stick to send the darkness? You just switch on the switch. And darkness goes away. But if switch is loose, then your darkness and light that is light. So there it is also the realization that there is determination and strength in me that I am light, I am lighthouse and I am might house. I have the power to transform the atmosphere. Not that because atmosphere is like this, that's why I am doing so and so. No, we create good atmosphere. We change the atmosphere. And there is no discrimination because fragrance is same for the poor or rich, high position or low position, child or old man, sick or healthy, country from any person, not just by my neighbor gets good fragrance and foreigners I block my fragrance. No. So it is natural, this one. And so this is for that Baba said, I actually will you my all powers, as Baba said yesterday, that at that time, now when it was very interesting, beautiful how we connected, that the Murli, yesterday's Murli, I am actually in between using today's Murli as well, but Baba spoke about that there is three types of garlands of loveful flowers or loveful pearls and loveful thoughts were reaching Baba, and Baba was receiving this offer, three types of garlands, and some children were very enthusiastic. A lot of zeal, enthusiasm of doing this service and doing that service or doing that type and doing this and that. And so Baba is happy that children are very enthusiastic. And on the other hand, also he saw the souls are in bondage and they cannot really have the permission from their relatives, husband, children or situations that they can come in front of Baba and meet Baba, but a great love and tears of love are like shining pearls, and Baba considers that every pearl, every drop of this loveful tear is touching his heart. It's not how will you make a garland from the tears. If Baba is very, very special poet, it is his language, his poetry, best poet, no? And he says, I make it rosary, means I value these shining jewels and I make this, and this is, touches my heart and I put this on my heart. And I also, it touches my heart, those who have very enthusiastic, very courageous, very powerful to plan, we will do this, I want to do this service, I want to do that service. Baba is happy to see the happy planning of the children, happy projects they are making, big programs they are creating of hundreds and thousands to awaken. But others, one totally opposite, cannot do, no freedom to do anything. And the third type of rosary, complaints, right? What complaint? Sweet complaints. Baba, why not you brought me early? I should have, sorry I got married, and I married, and now I have so many kids to look after. I got such a difficult job that I cannot take even leave to come to you. Why can't you make some easy things? Why I came, I get influenced by others when I don't want to be influenced. Why, what, where, why, they cry. And so this was the, because of this why, does not make them fly. Those who are enthusiastic, they make them fly. Other two cry, but both cries are different. Why, complain. But it is not, Baba says, it is, but Baba, still, they have a right on Baba. Baba did not complain about the complaint. He made it positive. He made it so positive. He said, but it is filled with so much love that they complain. Right? Because they really, they're honest and their heart wants to be so connected and close to Baba, that even from a distance, they feel they are seeing Baba as Baba is in front of them. They write letter, they give their information, they send their cooperation, and they have their dedication. But yet, some kind of compulsion on them. So they complain that perhaps God can do some magic, right? Baba says, now you have to work for yourself for that as well. But Baba's love make your difficult easy. And so don't consider that problem a problem. You can solve them with Baba's love is there, and you need willpower for that. And that's why he said, I have willed my all powers to you, just keeping one instrument in front of me. And at that time, story is that Didi Manmohini ji, who was the main organizing everything of Yajna, Didi and Dadi Prakashmani, Didi was actually given the duty after Mamma left her body to look after Yajna and do all the activity of discipline, sustaining Brahmins, writing them letters, visiting centers, inaugurating programs, going to big programs when big functions are taking place as chief of representative of the Yajna. So she had gone to Kumbh Mela, which is now taking place, which takes every after 12 years and 6 years, small Kumbh, and after 12 years, big Kumbh. Kumbh means meeting of the rivers, 3 rivers. But it is a special day which is celebrated in two times in a year. And so she had gone for such a big program in January, which is now taking again in January. And so as she was far, Baba left body on the 18th of January. She could not be contacted for the immediate 18th night. She got the message, because it was late night, midnight, through many different methods trying. And the Didi came 2 days later. When Baba left body, Prakashmani Dadi was there. And Prakashmani Dadi ji stood in front of Baba, and Baba holded Baba's hand. Baba holded his hand and he says, I holded one daughter's child, one child daughter's hand, and transferred powers to him, willing the power to all Pandavas and Shakti.
Thank you.
So, but do we really have this, kept that willpower that He willed to us? It is in our name He willed willpower. And so we thought Dadiji is given the power. But He said, including all the Pandav and Shaktis. And for willpower is needed determination. Willpower doesn't work without the determined thought, drada sankalp. Not only sankalp or thought, shubh chintan, good chintan, good thinking, but determination, revising what you are and realizing what you have to do. Where you have gone wrong, you are not weak, you are strong. Take one of the title in front of you. And so said that then you play, certainly. Interesting, that was the 40th anniversary of Baba's departure time. 40th Punyatithi, 40 years before Baba left the body. The yagya establishment. Or left the body. Left for his body. And he said that in Sindhi, when you write it in Persian language, you write from left to right. And when you write 40 in English, you will write 4 first at 0. And in Persian language and in Sindhi language, you write 0 first and 4 after. So that's why he said, when you are celebrating 40th anniversary, so 0 comes first, right? So you remember that you are a zero, me soul conscious. Back again after revising everything, again to be a zero and be a hero, a diamond, because it is you are celebrating Diamond Jubilees and different Jubilees. So you are Hira, a diamond, strong. Nothing can break you. But be in soul conscious, a flawless diamond. And play a great hero, not an ordinary hero. A diamond, flawless diamond. So he reminded again to stay in self-respect. And that is the secret. Stay in this, and then you are able to give respect to others. Then you yourself are not staying in self-respect. Others, you cannot give respect to others. I think I cannot keep full stop. Break now, you cannot. Once I start, it continues to flow.
So, Didi, we have a few questions from the audience.
Yes.
The first question is that, you know, why BKs don't experience love? Because Baba spoke about yesterday that you know, mohabbat mein mehnat nahi lagti in experiencing, you don't experience labor in love. But then a lot of BKs don't experience love.
Because their love is not actually love for the self. If my love for my stage, love for my happiness, love for my original qualities are there, this quality will connect me with God's quality. And then it will multiply. Because I am remembering Baba, only keeping knowledge in the mind, churning knowledge, revising point, reading blessings. It's like only head. Head is connected, but heart is not connected.
Didi, from the head to go to heart is the biggest distance, they say.
Yeah.
So how do we reach our heart and let our hearts open?
Honesty.
So can you demonstrate how you have been very honest with Baba? Can you share some of your thoughts?
For example, when I have any mistake made, really realize it. If I have, somebody has drawn attention to myself, pointed out that you have not done this thing good, I honestly check it. This is my friend. Thank you. Has drawn my attention, which I was not attentive to it. Not blaming them, but I really, because, and then also honest with Baba, that how much careless I am, and I am determined to change that. And also, how much time I really, in every aspect, is open, not making any excuses.
So Didi, instead of realizing, what happens to us is that we go into the trip of guilt or shame instead of realizing. So how do I realize it genuinely and start working on it and move forward and deterministically, because Baba keeps on using this element of determination.
Today Baba said, yesterday was it, realize and revise. Two words he used. Realize that what, where you went wrong, and revise again what you have received from Baba. Then, if you are from a supply place, you actually hold on to something which is strong. We realize I am slipping down, but I don't take the support. I am not taking support of what Baba is giving. I am focusing on what I cannot do. Did not do, realize it and revise what I can do. Work on what change I can take. What mistake I make that I waste my time. For example, I have sensitive nature. And this sensitive nature is such my enemy that it does not let me be happy. What opportunity I have, what fortune I have, how much I am honest with Baba. So instead of making the heart happy, I am always remembering, this one said this, this one said this. I want to prove the mistakes of others, rather than recognizing my biggest mistake is that I am so body conscious that I become so sensitive. Chui mui.
Yes.
So I'm dead body.
Touch me not.
Yeah, touch me not. And Baba says, you are the strong, powerful. If you are weak, Maya will eat you up. And he is telling me, Maya will eat you up. And I am a loving Maya, come, I am very weak. God says, you can eat the weak ones. And I am allowing Maya to be eat me up. I have to make myself strong with my self-respect. But others say, you begin to think that this is 100% right. Others will think about it. Not everybody's thought is the same. Of one person's thought, you think that his world is thinking about that. Whose mistake is this? Your mistake. Because one person thought, you think he is God Almighty, because he is thinking about me like this, the whole world be thinking about me like this. Body conscious. Revise that you are not this body, you are a soul. You are a hero and hero, and hero must have challenges, powerful hero. Otherwise, what kind of hero you are? And you are not zero either. You don't think that I am a soul, I am not this body. The other one is thinking me a body. So knowledge you have not understood. You are expert in your action. You are expert in your job. But about to is zero, zero, double zero.
Thank you, Didi. Didi, in addition to this love question about we don't experience love, Baba uses a lot of words to make us experience love, like he says, sikva prem. So somebody is asking a question, what is the meaning of the word sik and prem?
See, it is sikhi lade. Sik means within long time longing love. See, this word is sikhi lade, bachche. Sikh, not sikh. Not sikh.
Not sikh.
Sikh means not sikh. Sikh is a Sindhi word that, for example, parents don't have children. They don't have child. And they are longing to get the child. And they are blessed with the child. He said, this is my sikhi lada. Means, like lost and found again. The lost made a few experience of, will my child, I should have a child. And that I found that feeling again.
Sikh for prem.
Sikh for love. Connection, that loving, deep loving relationship. But lost and found again, it is translated in English.
Didi, Baba said to have to be a Shubh Chintak means to feel like you are feeling good about me, I should feel good about you. So moment I come with you, I confess my feelings to you, and instead you become very hard with me, you become strict with me. So is that also part of Shubh Chintak? Are you Shubh Chintak towards me if you are very hard and strict on me?
No, when I know that you are really not realizing what change you have to take place.
Responsibility.
Then I have to be a doctor. I have to operate you. A doctor cannot be Shubh Chintak. Oh, poor soul will have pain. Better I don't operate him. So he operates. Your leg is very painful and you are complaining. So he has to become a carpenter to cut your leg and fit the hammer on it and cut this part and put a big stone in it, a big piece of wood in it or iron in it, and you can make walk. So that it means Baba is our doctor, Baba is mechanic, Baba is the builder. In order to make you strong, you need this.
So Didi, we still have a baby intellect, baby buddhi. So Baba is trying to give us a lot of solutions, but still we have our intellect is like a baby. We still don't understand and realize. So we land up becoming sensitive. We feel that we, our chintan, that is the chintan that I'm supposed to do positive and a good chintan, I just feel sensitive about things. How do I overcome that?
Yes.
And Didi, I'm sure in your journey,
yes,
you have also been sensitive a lot of times. How did you overcome yourself?
Not sensitive, but I've been sensible. If somebody said something to me, I think over it. Means that if he has said, must be some purpose there. Something good, if something will be true in it, or he felt and see, heard about it. And so, internally, I am careful that I do not talk too much to prove that you have heard wrong. I can talk openly, and I am very open to hear their opinion. So in this way, I know whether they have heard something which was not right.
Appropriate, yeah.
Yeah, about it. So I'm clear. So it's not. So not. And somebody used to, Mama used to say that when an onion is cut, the smell will spread. So must be something in it that people feel it too sensitive about it, and they speak. Look it into yourself, what you need to change. And I always actually see, even they are very strange behavior, I see something good in it. I give you one example of my life. I came in Gyan when I was 16 years old, and I was living at the main center of India at that time, Delhi, where Baba Mama used to come and stay. Seniors will come, like Mount Abu, and then it was the Delhi center, Rajouri Garden. Didi Manmohini was the in charge from Ahmedabad to Srinagar. Many centers were open on this side. Other area centers were not so much. But senior dadis were living, and centers started opening that other places as well. And so at the center were elderly ladies. Such a great difference between the age difference. They are 70, 75, 80, 60, and I'm 16. So, and I was, my education was very fast, educated as well. I was doing my BA at that time. So, of course, when you come at the center, facilities were not there for, you have to clean the house. It becomes dusty morning time, then after evening as well, so people are coming to broom it out and also make clean with wet clothes, mop it. We did not have mopping by standing. In a bucket you have water, you have a towel, and you clean it by hand.
Manually.
Means ancient method, other thing. And one sister, she would come with a slipper, dusty slipper outside, tuck, 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 and will make the dust. Don't mind, she's in a hurry, but every day was particular, she would make it dirty. I thought, poor lady cannot control herself. And I don't have any enmity. She does not have any conflict with me. But she has this habit of not respecting that it is well. Not thinking that she is against me.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, now how to change my feeling? I thought, I should compare. She has been for so many years in Gyan. And she has her own habits. I cannot change her habits, but she has many good virtues as well. I thought one quality she had which was, I was very impressed. She used to drink water holding the glass in her hand and keeping giving drishti for 3 minutes and then she will drink. With great love. And I thought, she is better than me. I come, I am very busy, take a glass, duck, 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 I just beat it. I don't even remember.
Baba. Swallow it.
I took this virtue from her, honestly. And even today, after 65 years, I have this habit. You would have noticed that I keep the water, I think of Baba, I drink it. I pick up her virtue, and somehow she would otherwise, I'm drying clothes, she was in a hurry to want her clothes early, put one side, collect to say this, and then put her clothes. Elderly lady. So it's okay. So one father had 3 daughters at different places. He asked me one time, Sudesh, I want to ask you one thing. You are living in the same center where my daughter is living. She is always complaining, that happened, and I feel very, disheartened that my daughter is not happy and I want her to become a good Brahma Kumari. You are living at the same place, but you are always happy. You don't feel troubled by them? I said, no. Why should I feel troubled with them? They do their work, they have given their life, they are doing their best. What I can do, I do. What she can, they she do. So I don't get disturbed by them. Another one was, another senior Kumari, she was 35 years old, but was Kumari, and sewing teacher, mature. She said to me, how these women are behaving with you? They think that you are their daughter-in-law. Ordering this, ordering that, and not behaving properly. I say, they are elderly, no? So certainly they have their habit from their home to young ones. With young ones, they behave like that. It is their old habit, nothing to do with me, of being their daughter-in-law. I am Baba's daughter. But then she spoke to Didi ji, the head of the center. She said to Didi, Didi, I don't like these women behave Sudesh with Sudesh just like their daughter-in-law. Didi called me. Didi called me and said, Sudesh, Kamlesh was her name. Kamlesh is saying that these mothers behave you like your daughter, you are their daughters-in-law. I said, yes, Didi, she told me as well, but that made me very intoxicated. I'm very happy, created intoxication in me. Didi said, created intoxication in you. I say, yeah, great self-respect they created. She says, what kind of self-respect? I said, Didi, they are the old mothers. They have made Baba their child, God the Almighty their child, because they surrender. They left everything, their husband, their children, and made God their child. I am married to God, their child. So I am married to a very royal king who has many queens, right? And so I am very rich. So I have intoxication that I am married to the one who has so many queens. So I took self-respect through that. I did not take how they think, but I thought it gave me incentive to think, to maintain my self-respect.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, Devi. That was very positive on your side. Yes.
So always positive think about it.
Didi, this is an online question that, you know, Baba spoke about yesterday and today on this thing called Khuda Dost. But some BKs feel lonely and find it tough to be on the spiritual path. They are lonely and they find, some BKs find lonely and find it tough to be on the spiritual path. How to tackle self and not to be weak in face of Maya? And how can Brahmin families support one another during these testing times?
See, we are thinking friend means emotional support. Temporary friend gives temporary support. And we think God should also give in this way, just to please superficial things. Real dost is that I need soul power, I need knowledge, I need the inner strength. So he is teaching me every day, my friendship with my teacher. So he is my dost in this way. So when I am actually accepting his advice, so he is my friend at that time. When he is giving me Shrimat, it is for my benefit, he is my friend. Because he does not have a physical body. So he cannot give me any physical company. And soul feels, not the body. And I am looking for worldly touch, worldly embrace, worldly palpitation or what it is called, feelings. It is not. It's a super sensuous joy. I have to understand what dost means. Dost means opportunity as well. And I have to take the opportunity to use this time best what Baba, I am with him. This is another story of Sudad Khuda Dost. In Murli it comes that it is your wisdom. How you want to use it? You want temporary benefit or you want permanent benefit? Time is telling me to stop, but I just tell this story from Murli, that there was a king. He used to change his costume and would become an ordinary person and would sit near the bridge which one city connects with the other. And whoever the first person passed through that bridge, he would give without announcing whom he is going to give. He announced that he will give one day kingdom to his citizen. So any fortunate can get that chance. But he had planned without announcing. So he used to sit himself, notice who this is, and will get the background, who this person is, and he would give the kingdom for one day. So everyone got, those who at that time got the one day kingdom, enjoyed it, and celebration, and did whatever they wanted to do. One day, cobbler passed through that. And cobbler, of course, got the kingdom for a day. He thought, now I am king and I work so hard, I want to become rich. So he thought, as much as the leather he had, he made money with that. Money.
Currency.
A currency. So he made into all these big sheets of leather into currency. 10 rupees note, 1 rupee note, 5 rupee note, small pieces. So he day, one day, all currency other was stopped, and one day this currency was made him rich. Next day he had to leave the kingdom. Now he became rich in reality. He became rich? No.
No, he did not, yeah. It was a leather.
Because of leather, no. No. Leather still was there. Leather was still there.
Okay.
He became more poor.
Okay, because of...
I did hard work. Because next day, now he had to make the shoe. He had a big sheet and he could make the sole of the shoe or the cover of the shoe with that much of leather. And now these are like pens. How many small pieces he had to sew to make the shoe. Understand?
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't get the whole story, but...
Did you understand?
Okay.
That he had to work much more.
Much harder, okay.
Because he had to sew every small piece.
Small piece, yeah. Okay.
To make a pair of shoe. Mm-hmm. And if they were big pieces, he had less work.
Mm-hmm.
So temporary benefit is there with worldly friends, but not permanent.
Okay.
And God wants to give the inner friendship permanent for long time to become happy.
Okay.
Another thing is, I compare friendship with my worldly friends, those who are selfish, they want to take advantage of my money, they want to advantage of my skills, they want to advantage of support from me. God is neutral. So this is why we have to understand his friendship is to make difficult thing easy for me, not the easy thing difficult.
Okay.
Right.
So Didi, I see your enthusiasm is there a lot. I just have one personal last question. So on 16th, 17th and 18th, all 3 days I was silent for quite some time, and came 19th. So everything is kind of faded back. And now I'm back what I was on the 15th. So that enthusiasm for the same kind of effort making, my attention has kind of dropped. How do I reinstate it for continuous time?
Because of habit.
Because
of habit. And I have not kept that the whole month is the month of silence. So, okay, now in action I have to be interacting, but I pay attention that I think less, I speak what it is needed, I am not extroverted. So, old habit of 63 births is our old habit of old desires, old pattern that makes us difficult.
So, I say this to Dharmaraji, it'll be alright? If I say this to Dharmaraj, it's okay? It's my old habit?
No. Then I will come in the old world. Okay. It's my old habit. Come in the old world. Your choice. Dharmaraj is nobody else. Dharmaraj is my own karma philosophy. And my own pure consciousness. Because Baba Bala, angel will never punish anyone. It's we punish ourselves with our lack of sense. Nonsense is a mistake to say. Lack of sense.
Thank you very much, Didi, for the clarity.
I have to become innocent, then I am saint. And if I'm very clever, then I faint from godliness. I'm not conscious anymore.
Thank you for revising and making us realize and giving so much of your precious time.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you.
जाने से इनको बचा लो
प्रभु चिंतन करो प्रभु प्यारो तो हरी मन